Pete Heisley was not the superintendent in 2015 when the OK Public School Board signed off on school employees carrying guns. He says he wasn't sure about the policy at first, but after running the district for about 9 months, Heisley says he feels comfortable with it.
There's a lot of reasons. One, I have a better understanding about the multiple employees that we have trained. I understand what our policy is about. I understand that the training that they have to go through, it's intense.
Per Oklahoma law, armed school staff must have a concealed carry permit. They're also required to complete a 72-hour armed guard program. But Heisley says the staff members with guns at his school are much more advanced.
They've trained with Homeland Security. They've trained with multiple agencies, multiple days, multiple hours at our schools. And I got a lot of respect for the amount of time that they've put into that program.
Heisley won't say which school employees are armed. He also says the district would never require an employee to carry a gun.
We certainly wouldn't make anybody be in that position. We pretty well choose who we want to entertain or ask to be in that position. And in my opinion, it's our best.
Heisley says the decision to arm teachers should be made by the community and its local school board. He doesn't think the state or anyone else should tell school officials whether or not employees should have guns. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.